It's 8:32 on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, and time for our First State Bank guest DJ to hit the airwaves on a pretty darn nice Friday morning again.
It's beautiful out
man,
there.
Man, John Rolfs, this
weather.
I can't
wait for the weekend either.
Oh, gosh. And we'll have probably 50 on Monday,
right,
too.
Right.
But we'll throw a little snow in there next week, too. So
it's still January, February. So
I know, man. We'll get to March and we'll say, that wasn't even a winter.
Right. Right.
Let's talk with your guest here this
morning.
Yeah,
I've got Mike Hulk. He owns Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals.
Okay.
Here in town, and he's going to tell you all about what he's got in his inventory and where they're located, and you know, all kinds of jobs out there. A lot of people doing remodels and yard work,
yeah.
And I mean, he can talk about the things that people rent things for, but it's just every, you know, with the COVID and everything, people are staying home more often. So
yeah,
there's a lot
they're
of
thinking,
home improvement stuff
and stay busy at home.
Right. Right.
So welcome, Mike. Nice to have you.
Hi,
with
how
us.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good this morning.
Me.
You bet. You bet. Let's talk a little bit about how this Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals came about.
Well, about 4 years ago or so, I needed a machine to put up some Christmas lights. And so I had been renting one, and the person that had it wanted to sell it, so I thought, well, I'll just buy it, and you know, I'll have it so I can put up some Christmas lights.
Uh-huh.
Then I started renting it out, and then that turned into buying more equipment, rent that out, and it just keeps rolling on from there.
Oh, you just made me think I better call him, because I'm going to need that to cut some branches on my neighbor's tree.
He's got it.
Yeah, it goes out a lot for that.
I'll bet. Yeah, so that's not all you have. This just kind of grew out of something where you went, oh, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah. You know, after we had bought that, or I had bought that, I ended up buying a skid steer, and then that went into buying another skid steer, and then a little ride-on skid steer.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden people were wanting an excavator. So I'm listening to what people are wanting.
Yeah.
And trying to get the equipment that they want.
Uh-huh.
And that they can use. And stuff that a lot of more of homeowners can use, that they can get in their backyards through gates and things like that. And things that are actually easy to use, that it's not real complicated. So that's a big thing.
So you don't need a degree or a certificate to run most of
this. Stuff, no, you do not.
Don't need a CDL to,
nope.
Or anything like that.
Nope, you do not need that, you know. So, you know, if you rent from us, we have a free delivery within, you know, 30 miles of Fremont. I'll bring
that's
it,
huge.
Drop it
yeah.
off. You know, so there's no charge for that.
Yeah, and that makes it really easy, because that's kind of the main thing. People are like, well, how am I going to get that to my house?
Yep.
I've even known him to actually do it for me when I needed something done.
Did you just
he
act
delivered
like you
it? I'm like, well, you're already in it. You might as well just dig that hole for me.
That's happened a few times.
I'll bet.
So. It's actually, I've had some equipment do some pretty weird things, you know, that I never thought I would rent that for.
Oh, I bet. I bet people, yeah. So when you pull up, they're probably like, well, how does it work? I'm going to dig right over here. So
yeah. Why don't you show me first?
That's kind of how it goes. You know, by the time, you know, you show them and they get, you know, ready to do it, you're already done.
Yeah. So. Oh, sure. Sure.
So you get to play also.
Right.
Oh, for
right.
Definitely. Well, you kind of gave me a list of items that you have. Maybe just kind of let our listeners know all the different things that you can rent for that to them.
So we have a Bobcat S595, which is a wheeled machine, skid steer, enclosed cab. So it's got heat and air, radio, air ride seat. It's a fairly new unit, so it's in really good condition.
So that you would use to maybe skim off a little bit of...
Yep, it's more for pavement, you know, maybe some light dirt work area that you're going into. You don't really want it in too much mud.
Okay.
With being the wheeled machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have the T76 Bobcat that has tracks. So that works better if you're going into sand and dirt and things like that, where, you know, that 595, it works really well for snow removal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I've got a good selection of Bobcats here. That's for sure. Do you try, like you said, you probably want one with the tracks For sand or for a yard?
Yep, sand or the yard. It spreads the weight out a little, a little more. You know, a lot of the T-76 on the tracks goes out to, say, the Woodcliff area and stuff like that for people doing stuff.
Maybe putting up a retaining wall. Yes. They need to move some sand.
Yep, and I can switch out the bucket, you know, put different types of buckets on. I can put on forks if you need to move pallets around and, and things like that.
Nice, very nice. Let's see, you have dump trailer. That comes in really handy for a lot of folks.
Yeah, the dump trailer is great. It has 7,000-pound axles on it and, you know, can haul about 5 ton roughly. Cuts down on your work of after you scoop it in there. Makes it a lot easier to get it out.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Especially if you're doing rock or and you're putting a load of rock maybe in the backyard or something. Man, that comes in real handy.
Yep.
Let's see. I also have flatbed. So if somebody has to haul some stuff from somewhere, one point to another, makes it really easy, I imagine.
Yeah. And the flatbed, you know, that has the same axles also. So it can haul about 5 ton on that. It hauls the skid steers real well in the excavator that I have.
If I'm maybe going to put up a fence, you have something that can, post-hole digger is nice, but an auger works a lot better, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have one of those, and it will actually fit onto the MT-85 that I have, which is just a little stand-on Bobcat.
Okay, so it'll fit through the fence?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
And I want to say that's roughly about... like 35 inches wide. So it should fit through a gate. And then you can put that on, and I have 3 different auger sizes for that. And that will also, the auger will also fit onto my S-595 and the T-76.
Okay. What's the most popular item that you, at Blue Mountain that you rent out?
The Genie lift, that is very popular. For trimming trees and
so it'll go up 40 signs. Feet.
Yeah, 40 feet.
Okay. How much is that?
That runs 185 a day.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, it's better than a branch falling on my deck and busting things up.
Right. Yes, for sure. Or paying someone to do it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to charge you literally an arm and a leg, I think.
Yeah,
for sure. No, that's good. That comes in real handy. I suppose that thing is busy all the time.
It is very busy.
Yeah. And that fits through a fence, 36
inch? No, that one's a little bit wider.
Okay.
But
he's got a skid loader to take the fence down.
That's right.
So you can rent that first, then come back and get the scissor lift or whatever.
Oh, we're talking with Mike Hulk of Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals. So how about we play a song, then we'll come back and let people know how they can get a hold of you and where you're located. Location really doesn't matter. They just want the equipment, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. You picked out little, she thinks my tractor is sexy, Kenny Chesney. My favorite artist, or along with Garth.
Right.
That would be right there. So we'll hit that and come back and talk a little bit more. Our first State Bank guest DJ this morning with John Rolfs is Mike Hulk. Hey, Chesney on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. It's 844 in the middle of our first State Bank guest DJ show. Mike Hulk is our guest this morning, John.
Yes,
Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals.
Yes.
You know this guy way better than me, but right. I'm going to ask the question. Mike, what else do you do, or what have you done before you did Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals?
This is a hobby for Mike, I think, more than anything.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
It's becoming more and more of a business.
But it's gonna, becoming busy.
Yeah, my actual job is a equipment appraiser.
So okay.
I travel around and look at this type of equipment for different lenders and let them know what the equipment is worth.
Okay.
So he is very knowledgeable with all this stuff. So when you do want to rent it and you may not know as much as you should know, he can definitely talk you through it. So,
yeah, he can tell you, well, you might want to use this.
Some other places are like, there's the key, go start
right,
it.
Right, right.
But Mike will show you how to do it and do it right, and so it's not broken when it gets returned.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he wants to keep using
it. Yes, yes, yes. You know, and maintenance is key on these things.
Yeah.
You know? So I know him pretty well. You know, I do all my maintenance on it, and I got a very strict maintenance program. on everything. So there's no problems when people rent them out.
So easiest way for somebody to find, or do you have a website, or are you working on that, or do you just...
We're working on a new website.
Okay.
Yep.
And so people can just give you a call?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They can give me a call at 402-720-6134.
6134. Better put it in my phone. All right, because I'm going to need that lift at some point. For sure. So how far out do you go?
I've actually taken equipment out to Seward, and I've had some people down in Nebraska City.
Is there a need? I mean, is there a pretty good, are people calling all the time, or, in this area, I would imagine that.
Yep. I stay pretty busy.
Demand there.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of regulars that come in. So
is it mostly construction people, or is it?
It's a lot of homeowners.
Okay.
You know, that are doing it. Seeing a lot more of the construction on doing driveways and tear out stuff like that. So seeing a lot more of that right now.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, you need something a little bit heavier than a shovel and knock that stuff out of there, or a sledge, for sure.
When it's 100 degrees out, it's nice to sit in the air conditioning and throw that concrete in a trailer.
Definitely. Way better.
Cup holders in them?
Yes, there is.
Oh, well, and obviously you need a local bank to help you out. So I imagine that First State Bank has been helpful all the way through this process.
They have been great to deal with.
Yeah, as far as a small business goes, John, when people approach you, obviously they can't just come in and say, well, I'm starting this business. They have to have some sort of a plan, don't they?
Yeah, we definitely want to see a business plan, try to figure out exactly what they think they're going to do, because it's going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may think they know what they're doing, but we want to see what they project this business to do. So, yeah, that's what the business plan will tell us, is what they project in revenues, expenses, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's. I imagine he took you through that process.
Yes, we have been through that.
Yes.
Good deal. No, that's what a good bank does, is helps you make it through that whole thing. As far as growth for the future, what are you thinking?
Well, we're looking at getting some new equipment this year. We're going to be getting a new Bobcat MT-100. We're just waiting on some buckets to show up for it.
Has it been in this time, or has it been difficult to find things?
Been a little difficult to get things.
Okay.
So, I've actually had this machine for about 2 months now, but I don't have any buckets for it, so it's kind of hard to use without it.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be getting that, and we're also looking at getting another lift. It's a compact crawler lift, and that's going to have a working height of about 56 feet.
Okay.
So it'll be another 16 feet taller than what we currently have. And the nice thing about it, it's only like 2'7" wide. So
it's
really narrow. So you deliver it to the job, drive it off the trailer, drive it right through their gate into their backyard. They can trim their trees, clean their windows on their house, anything like that.
Yeah, very nice. We're talking with Mike Hulk of Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals. I'll give his phone number a couple times here, but 402-720-6134. Don't call him right now.
No.
Just wait till he gets off the air to talk equipment. But I think you've kind of found a niche here, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have. It's been a nice experience. I've met a lot of great people, I'd like to grow this even more. Like John said, it was kind of a hobby at first, but it's turning into a little more than that, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
I was going to say, I can just tell that it's really not a job. It's more like just helping people out, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, how about we hit one more song here, 850 on Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340. Little Brooks and Dunn?
Sure.
All right, we'll do that and come back and wrap things up here on our First State Bank Guest DJ show. Brooks and Dunn on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. It's 8:53. We're finishing up our First State Bank Guest DJ show with Mike Hulk, Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals. John Rolfe's also with us. And spring comes on Monday, so let's talk spring equipment.
There you go, yeah.
I wish, but no, spring will be here. We'll blink and it's going to be here. What do you got to help us out there, Mike?
You know, we have a 72-inch brush cutter, so you can attach that to the front of the Bobcat, go out and clean your fields, mow them down, get them ready for the year. You know, and this brush cutter, it's a pretty hefty machine. It'll cut down trees that are 2 inches round, maybe even a little bigger. And then you can switch over to a grapple and go out and pick up all that stuff.
Pick it all up, yeah.
Branches and everything, and take it over to your burn pile.
I like it.
We have grapples that'll fit onto the MT85s, forks that'll go on to the MT85, and different buckets, tooth and smooth. And that's the same for the bigger skid steers, that S595 and T76.
Nice. Yeah. And that's comes in handy out there on the farm or just on the place if you're living out in the country a little ways.
Acreages
yeah, for yeah. sure. Yeah. 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 Mowers. You have any mowers?
Yeah. Yeah. We have zero turn mower, 61 inch deck with just a side discharge that can be rented. That makes for a pretty quick mowing of large areas.
Okay.
A 61 inch deck. So that's pretty nice.
And he will come out and mow your yard, too.
Well, there might be
a little. Just with a regular push mower.
I can do that. Yes, I can. If John makes me do that.
If he's feeling like he needs some exercise. Right. Yeah. Also, could you give Getchman's a call here? We need the parking lot kind of cleaned up.
Yeah.
You got a sweeper, actually,
for parking lots. Yeah, I've got a sweeper that'll mount on the front of the Bobcats. So
gravel's all over the place.
Yep. So it can all be swept right into a hopper on that, and then you can go over to the dump trailer and dump it in there and go get rid of it that way.
I like it. Yeah.
It's a little easier than a broom.
Easier for that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I think we've covered just about everything. Again, 402-720-6134 would be the number to give Mike a call, Blue Mountain Equipment Rentals. John,
yeah.
Anything else to add?
You know, rates are expected to go up. They kind of announced that in March we're going to probably see an uptick and maybe a couple others throughout the year. So if you've been thinking about refinancing your house or borrowing money.
What's the rate now?
I'm not able to quote. I mean, it all.
Approximate?
Low threes.
Okay.
High twos.
Yeah.
Give or take. It all depends on dollar amount, circumstances.
Yeah.
But they're still in pretty affordable rates. And even if they go up, they're still affordable, but if you're at a 4% or higher, it's probably time to really consider refinancing.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're thinking about borrowing money for anything, now's the time to do it and get that rate locked in.
Yeah, definitely.
So give us a call.
All right. Yeah. You guys are a little busy with buildings too, aren't
you? Yeah, we have been. Yeah. Lots going on.
So. Yeah, for sure. Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It was good to learn more about Blue Mountain Equipment. So we'll be giving you a call, get that lift so I can get those branches cut. That way I'll have a little peace of mind.
Right.
8:57 here on Big Dog 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. More to come. Stay here.